Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tomorrow's news today.
This lady, Vija Gade, I'm saying that right, their quote chief counsel, she tells super whopper lies that I got kicked off for beating up a kid.
So what was it that made you ban him?
So there were three separate incidents that came to our attention after the fact that were reported to us by different users. There was a video that was uploaded that showed a child being violently thrown to the ground and crying. So that was the first one.
So then I guess the question is, what was the video context of the kid being thrown to the ground? Was it newsworthy?
We obviously didn't think so, and depicting violence against a child is not something that we would allow on the platform.
Even if it's news content?
If it was, there are certain types of situations where if you were reporting on, war zone and things that might be happening, we would put an interstitial on that type of content that's graphic or violent, but we didn't feel that that was the context here.
Well, so there's a video that's been going around that was going around a few, 4 or 5 weeks ago, the one where the girls were yelling at that big giant guy and the guy punched that girl in the face and she was like 11 years old. I saw that multiple times on Twitter. That was one of the most violent things I've ever seen. This giant man punched this 11-year-old girl in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And that was that removed from Twitter?
I don't know.
Also, that I'm doing all these other horrible things, that I was mean to Oliver Darcy, even though he's a public figure and it's in public.
So the third strike that we looked at was a verbal altercation that Alex got into with a journalist. And in that altercation, which was uploaded to Twitter, there were a number of statements using eyes of the rat, even more evil-looking person, he's just scum. You're a virus to America and freedom, smelling like a possum that climbed out of the rear end of a dead cow. You look like a possum that got caught doing some really, really nasty stuff, in my view. There was a bunch of
That's enough? Really? That's hilarious.
Pattern in practice, but it was a verbal altercation that was posted on our platform.
So
we took the totality of this, having been warned that we have rules against the abuse and harassment of individuals. We saw this pattern in practice. One strike, two strike, three strikes, and we made a decision.
Here are the Twitter executives being fired. They don't look too happy now.
Among the three top executives who were reportedly fired is Vijaya Gadde, who oversaw Twitter's policy on misinformation. Musk has been outspoken against censorship.
And a lot of people are saying, Jones, when are you going to challenge Elon Musk and demand that you be reinstated to Twitter? The wheels are coming off the New World Order.
I don't know if Elon Musk is the guy we want to piss off.
Are you scared of Elon Musk?
I'm not scared of him, no. You sound like you're scared of him. I'm not scared of him.
The thing is, this is not a technological problem. I mean, if you have a technological problem, you need
global
a tech
warming?
Genius. No, I'm talking about taking over Twitter, for instance.
Oh, okay.
That this is a problem of politics, of sociology, of human psychology. I'm not sure that he's necessarily the best one to address it. I mean, his view of Twitter, he often says it's like the town square, that we need to protect the free speech there. But Twitter is not the town square. I mean, Tristan Harris recently said that Twitter is actually the town's gladiator arena.
The world population is waking up at record levels. And the globalists are completely and totally, absolutely desperate right now.
Despite the robust protections of the First Amendment, the federal government is making every effort to pressure social media companies into punishing speech. Now, according to The Intercept, Facebook maintains a special portal for law enforcement to make requests that content be removed from the platform. Indeed, the portal exists here. We were able to find it, and requires law enforcement credentials to access it. According to The Intercept, the FBI's Laura Demlow briefed a cybersecurity agency on the spread of misinformation, warning that, quote, we need a media infrastructure that is held accountable. Excuse me? Another DHS report obtained by The Intercept explained that its coming priorities are preventing, quote, inaccurate information on a wide range of topics, including, quote, the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic, the efficacy of COVID-19 vaccines, racial justice, U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, and the nature of U.S. support to Ukraine.
God gave us all this technology to use and to build our future, but it serves us, not them. That's a prime rule in my rules for how I think the future should be run. I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge, the tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, back in stock, it's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it's run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you thought that speech 5 weeks ago with Biden with the red background and the Marines declaring war on their political opposition, saying they want to arrest all of us, was bad. Last night was even worse. His Hail Mary to say, hey, I'm the most properly elected person ever. My election was the cleanest election that we've basically ever seen. In these key battleground states, the same ones they stole last time, we're not going to know for a few days who really won. We'll explain how that scam works. I mean, it went on and on. And that, you know, Democrats don't handle things by violence or burning things down. That's the Republicans. Everything he said was upside down world. And now the Pelosis don't want the footage from their surveillance cameras that the Congressional Capitol Police, remember they've expanded offices around the country, turns out they've got HD video of all this, but they don't want the footage released, ladies and gentlemen. They just don't want to talk about two men in their underwear with hammers in a bedroom. It just gets crazier and crazier. We're going to open the phones up throughout the broadcast today, all 3 hours. We're going to be taking your phone calls on all these issues. So let's go ahead now and plow directly into the outrageous speech last night. Biden sends a stark warning about political violence ahead of midterms. We can't take democracy for granted any longer. This is the Democratic Party that said that Russians got Trump elected by fraud and had fake impeachments and fake dossiers. And we now know the FBI and DHS interfaced with big tech and corporate media, censoring stories and censoring the American people, and having meetings with major banks about taking bank accounts away from anybody that criticizes the Afghan withdrawal or forced inoculations or open borders. Why, the list grows all the time. Don't question transgenderism. Spying on us. Government illegally working with corporations and think tanks, all in their own documents saying, we can't let the public know about this. It's illegal. That's why we work through the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center. And Kyrie Irving just paid a $500,000 fee, a fine to the ADL, and announced he will, quote, be re-educated by the head of the ADL. You know, that's what the gun grabbers, the Democratic Party groups that sued me in these kangaroo courts, told me in mediation. They said, we want you to come out against the Second Amendment. We'll drop all this. Oh, I can be sitting in your lap, and then you'll be nice to me, you oily, gross lawyers. I am happier and more alive than I've ever been being under savage attack by the scum of the earth. You could put a gun to my head, you filth, and I wouldn't back down one inch. And I'll never back down as long as God keeps me alive and God works through our listeners to support us, ladies and gentlemen. All Kyrie Irving did was put a link up talking about how a bunch of Africans in North Africa are related to Jews. That's in the Old Testament. Ethiopia was founded by black Jews. And then it talks about how many of the Jews that lived in Portugal and Spain, not Ashkenazi, but Sephardic, actual Jews, brown-skinned Jews, got friends that are Sephardic Jews, great people. Russo was a Sephardic Jew. But the whole point is that it's on record that many of the slave ships were indeed owned by rich European Jews. They were owned by a lot of other folks, too. But it's just ridiculous. Look, own the fact that most white people that are European had some ancestor that had slaves. I'm sure I had some ancestor back 300, 400 years ago that probably worked on a slave ship. I mean, they had the press gangs in England and France where they would go to country boys' houses, teenagers' houses, in the country and literally conk you on the head, put a bag over your head so you didn't know where you went to get home because most of the farm boys never left their house or their farm, and then take you to the coast 500, 300 miles away and load you on an impressment ship. I'll guarantee you, I bet I had ancestors that were pressed on the British ships that were loading up black slaves. I don't know that, but I bet money. And if somebody wrote a book about England or Spain or Portugal, because Spain and Portugal were the real slaving countries. They were the first to do it on the European angle, on the Gold Coast of Africa. They were the first to have slaves. The Arabs kind of started the black slave market, but the point is the whites sure got involved. I mean, if somebody said, hey, we trace back your lineage 20 generations back, and you had a great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather that was a captain of a slave ship, I wouldn't go, I'm banning you. I want you to pay me $500,000. You're going to be taken off the air. You are a criminal, and you hate all Jews. What? The vice president of the Confederacy was Jewish. In the Civil War, does that mean all Jews supported slavery then or today? No. But the bar for criticizing anything that the left is doing is just over the top. And I didn't mean to go off on a jag about that. It's just anybody that studied history knows that Jewish publications brag how they basically ran the Confederacy. I mean, it's a fact that one of the largest contingents in the Southern government of Jefferson Davis was Jewish. I mean, that's in the Washington Post. Does that mean Jews are bad? No, it doesn't. Bugsy Siegel was a Jewish gangster that killed people. Does that mean Jews are bad? No. I mean, you got the Gambino crime family out killing people. Does that mean Italians are all gangster murderers? It's an insane benchmark, but it's the same thing. You support freedom, you're a terrorist, and the ADL, you question an election, they're going to say you're a Nazi, and then now the government's going to come after you, and the government's spying on you. And it's ridiculous. It's absolutely preposterous. And I'm going to go to break here in about 3 minutes. And, oh, my gosh, Wikipedia better get shut down. If Kyrie Irving had to pay $500,000 to the ADL for putting a link out, a documentary of black folks documenting Jews involved in the slave trade, well, then put it up there. I want Wikipedia taken down. The Jewish Confederates. What is Wikipedia doing promoting a best-selling book about the Jewish Confederates? See, this is idiocy, ladies and gentlemen. This is absolute, total, and complete moronic idiocy. If Kyrie Irving put out an Instagram talking about Britain and the slave trade, and I've got British ancestors, do I then get mad at Kyrie Irving? No, it's history. I'm interested in that. It's important to understand that. I've sat up here and talked about how blacks were enslaving blacks and selling them the slave trade. Does that mean all black people are bad? So it's just absolutely insane, ladies and gentlemen, and the wheels are coming off. We're going to go to break. The new sale is here, and we need the funds to stay on air, plus these are great products. Black Friday comes early every year, and we have 50% off store-wide across the board and an additional 10% off with $17.76. Now, we had to take a few things off sale, like X3 is about to sell out, and some other things are about to get taken off the sale list, but everything but X3 right now is still 50% off with promo code 1776. It's 60. So the sale actually, in a way, got better, except that once I do all the counting today and look at all the numbers, I was already doing it this morning, we're going to have to pull a couple things off the sale list. Right now, all the supplements are 50% off, additional 10% off at 1776 at checkout. And that is Black Friday comes early. Oh, and I almost forgot. Our number one super high quality multivitamin mineral one and done vitamin for your immune system, your whole body. It is back in stock. Our multivitamin that's so high quality, organic based, is back in stock. 60% off with promo code 1776.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to gcnteam.com. That's gcnteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Legitimately elected person in U.S. history. Don't question elections. The Republicans are going to try to steal it. Don't question elections, but they're trying to steal it. And in these key battleground states where we stole it last time, well, it's going to take a few days to decide who the winners are. Because they rat hole all the dead people that they have ballots filled out for. Folks that moved out of the state, they have computer programs that Facebook and others paid $300 million to give them databases of. They just sit there and fill them in and have their mules go deliver them right there to the drop boxes, ladies and gentlemen. That's how they operate. So let's go ahead and go to Biden. We know that more and more ballots are cast by early voting or by mail in America. That means in some cases we don't know the winner of the election for a few days. Then they go on to list the states, which are the key battleground states.
We know that more and more ballots are cast in early voting or by mail in America. We know that many states don't start counting those ballots until after the polls close on November 8th. That means in some cases we won't know the winner of the election for a few days, until a few days after the election. It takes time to count all legitimate ballots in a legal and orderly manner. It's always been important for citizens in democracy to be informed and engaged. Now it's important for citizens to be patient as well. That's how it's supposed to work.
So back when we only had paper ballots until the 80s, they had the precincts count them up. Everybody looked and made sure it was accurate, and it was pretty hard to steal. They'd still have a few people vote repeatedly. The Democrats are famous for running scams. It's their bag. It's their bailiwick. It's their wheelhouse. It's their arena. It's their M.O. It's their signature. It's what they do. Okay, like ducks quack and have feathers. Well, and, you know, wolves got long hair and like to eat sheep. And pedophiles like to rape children. Democrats like to steal elections. They've been doing it forever. They think they own the country. They launched a civil war. It's who they are. They're scum. And how about the leadership of these people? So then we have Biden saying that the great irony of 2020 election is just the most attacked election in our history, and yet it was no election in our history that can be more certain of its results. So he's saying his election was absolutely without question. But again, now with all the computers, they just can't tell you when somebody won, though, because they got to bring in the inputs that are the fake ballots. Here it is.
Party. The great irony about the 2020 election is that it's the most attacked election in our history. And yet, there's no election in our history that we can be more certain of its results. Every legal challenge that could have been brought was brought.
No, the Senate could add a 10-day investigation. The courts would not look at the evidence. And that's all on record. So let's go ahead now and go to Biden accuses extreme MAGA Republicans of trying to suppress the right of voters. So there's no such thing as election fraud, but Republicans are all doing it. Here it is.
It's trying to succeed where they failed in 2020. Suppress the right of voters and subvert the electoral system itself. That means denying your right to vote and deciding whether your vote even counts. Instead of waiting until an election is over, they're starting well before it. They're starting now. They've emboldened violence and intimidation of voters and election officials. It's estimated that there are more than 300 election deniers on the ballot all across America this year.
So you talk about trying to suppress the vote. Elias, Hillary Clinton's Democrat Party lawyer, has tried to block more than 30 people being able to run for office, like MTG and others, because she did question the 2020 election. So we're not trying to take your vote. We're just trying to not even let you vote for incumbents or people you're supporting if they question the election. And they're trying to disqualify Trump from running again. So they're trying to disqualify our popular candidates, but they're not election meddling at all, in no way. Then he spent a lot of time about Nancy Pelosi, who doesn't want the surveillance footage that it turns out Homeland Security and the Department of the Capitol Police, that's now nationwide, they don't want that footage released. They say it's a conspiracy theory. We're not releasing why there were two naked men or men in underwear with hammers in a bedroom that Paul Pelosi said he knew and was a friend named David. So here's a Biden on the Paul Pelosi attack.
He woke him up. He wanted to tie him up. The assailant ended up using a hammer to smash Paul's skull. Thankfully, by the grace of God, Paul survived. All this happened after the assault. And it just, it's hard to even say. After the assailant entered the home asking, "Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy?" Those are the very same words used by the mob when they stormed the United States Capitol on January the 6th.
Release the footage. All this is so scripted. You have to be a moron not to see that. I mean, I'd give it a 95% chance that they had that guy drugged up, didn't even know who he was. Turns out he's part of a hallucinogenic cult. He's all connected to pedophilia. His girlfriend's in prison for pedophile behavior. And he's all over the place with the Democrats. Turns out that state senator in California that tries to legalize pedophilia and everything says, oh, he knows who the attacker is, knew him for a long time. So now you get this leftist, wacko, space cadet, loony with pedo credentials all over the place, literally showing up and then, no, we're not releasing the footage. Here's Biden says, we don't settle our differences with a riot. We settle them peacefully at the ballot box. Oh, with billions in damage and hundreds of dead, and dozens of shot police and citizens, mostly peaceful protest. I mean, everything they say, and Scalise shot and trying to kill the baseball team, the Republican baseball team, here it is.
We don't settle our differences, America, with a riot, a mob, or a bullet, or a hammer. We settle them peaceably at the ballot box.
I love how Obama's been doing this, too, everywhere he gets heckled by his own supporters for being a warmonger. He says, hey, wait a minute, you get your speech, you'll get to talk later, have your own rally. Yeah, build your own internet, build your own banking, as any platform us. But they tell their people to go out and take over events. But when we go and bring up points, oh, we're trying to deny democracy by having our voices heard. And they do it over and over again. And then they've got DHS illegally surveilling and spying to manipulate elections in their own words, or any Americans that didn't like the way the Afghan withdrawal was done, or Americans that don't like open borders, or Americans that don't like lockdowns, or Americans that don't like forced injections, or Americans that don't like censorship, or Americans that don't like Biden's health. You'll think it's a lie. Those are the big lists we've got in this DHS data dump where they're trying to block you and intimidate you and manipulate elections, and then he's got the nerve to sit up there and tell you he'd never do that while they're trying to disqualify the candidates he mentioned. So, well, they can't run. I mean, they question elections. I mean, you do that, you go straight to the gulag. All right, we've got a bunch of other big news to hit. When we come back, stay with us and we're going to take your calls as well.
Look, I'm not bragging, it's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, funding the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless, and good luck, good luck, good luck, good luck, good luck, good luck.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here. Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Has been clear, democracy is under assault, and we cannot pretend otherwise. The president will continue to call attention to the threat to democratic integrity and to public safety posed by those who deny the documented truth about election results and those who seek to undermine public faith in our system of government. Unfortunately, we have seen MAGA Republican officials who don't believe in the rule of law. They refuse to accept the results of free and fair elections, and they fan the flames of political violence through what they praise and what they refuse to condemn. It remains important for the president to state strongly and unequivocally that violence has no place in our democracy.
He-
everything they're saying is an inversion of what they're actually doing. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. All right, I want to open the phones up throughout the entire broadcast. Drew Hernandez pops in a little bit in the third hour with big breaking news, but I just want to take a ton of calls. 5 days out from the midterms. We're going to be here next Tuesday, right through to probably 2 in the morning, but they admit they're going to try to steal the battleground states. So we're going to be here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, right through with what's happening. I got to tell you, all this talk about violence and imminent Republican violence and Republicans are going to pull something big, that signals major false flag or provocateur operations, which is a big staple that governments use all over the place. They try to demonize me for popularizing the term false flag, but now the State Department has press conferences about Russia, they claim, is staging false flags. So it's beyond legitimate. It's extremely essential to look at who benefits and ask the question, qui bono, as the ancient Romans did, and ask who stands to gain blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline? Who stands to gain in a mass shooting that's almost always connected to DHS with some drugged up provocateur? So that's what we're discussing here today. And I want to give the toll-free number out in a moment. Again, for first-time callers on the midterms, on the spy networks that they now admit the government's running through big tech and the big banks and the ADL illegally surveilling and censoring and debanking you. I mean, this is so dangerous and so evil. I want to get your take on all of that. I want to get your breakdown on the situation in Ukraine. There is a lot of huge subjects that we're going to be covering today, more on carbon taxes spreading around the world and attempts to ban cows, not just in the Netherlands or the UK or Canada, but now in Australia. It's all coming up. But again, here's Biden, clip 8, says extreme MAGA Republicans are trying to succeed where they failed in 2020. And instead of waiting until the election's over, they're starting well before it. They're starting now. What? Meanwhile, we have them dead to rights, suppressing, trying to overturn Trump's election 2016, stealing it 2020, suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop. That's just one FBI operation. They now admit it's everything. The FBI, the DHS, in their live time, censoring the American people. Again, if your neighbor censored you in some way, it'd be a huge deal. But when the government does it illegally, and they admit it's illegal, what do we do about this? I'm going to turn the phone system on now, and we're going to take your calls here. The first round will be first-time callers. Then after that, after we've gone through about 15 calls that are first-timers, blow up the phones up for everybody. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And look, to me, that speech was, I know you know I'm illegitimate. I can't get a crowd of 50 people. Trump gets crowds of 100,000 or more. Don't question it. We're about to steal it again. It's going to take days and days to count these ballots in battleground states. Just get used to it. And the Republicans are trying to steal it, but if they say we stole it, then that doesn't exist as terrorists, and we need to come together, but half the American people are our enemy. So it was divide and conquer, and then on top of it saying, let's all come together. Absolutely disgusting. Here's Biden.
Yet now, extreme MAGA Republicans aim to question not only the legitimacy of past elections, but elections being held now and into the future. The extreme MAGA element of the Republican Party, which is a minority of that party, as I said earlier, but is this driving force, is trying to succeed where they failed in 2020, to suppress the right of voters and subvert the electoral system itself. That means denying your right to vote and deciding whether your vote even counts. Instead of waiting until an election is over, they're starting well before it. They're starting now.
Now, Hollywood, the Democratic Party, has been pumping out that white people are inherently evil, white people commit the most crimes, now that's true, and that white people are the problem. You see it everywhere. You don't need to play clips of it. You know that's what they talk about, like parrots on methamphetamine. But then he comes out and talks about we need unity and not to see each other or to political lines. We just need to come together. Can we just demonize his opposition? But now we need to come together. All of it, again, is gaslighting. All of it is Stockholm Syndrome, learned helplessness, and it's not working. But think about what he's really saying here. You're not supposed to question what we're about to do in 5 days. The play worked before, 2 years ago. They're about to run the same play yet again. So when he says we need to start looking at each other, again, seeing ourselves as we the people, not see each other as entrenched enemies. But who's been bullying? Who's been censoring? Who's been attacking? Who sicked the IRS on hundreds of thousands of conservatives? That was under Obama. And it's all just intensified. And they have the nerve to now have the Atlantic Monthly come out and say, let's all just have an amnesty for what we did with lockdowns and shots. We're sorry, while they still push for shots on our most vulnerable, our children. There's Biden about starting to look at each other again.
Remember that democracy is a covenant. We need to start looking out for each other again, seeing ourselves as we the people, not as entrenched enemies. This is a choice we can make. We must vote. Knowing what's at stake and not just the policy of the moment, but institutions that have held us together as we sought a more perfect union are also at stake.
And then he goes on to say, oh, crime's really bad. Well, wait, I thought you had the FBI put out fake crime statistics saying it dropped. Joy Behar and all of them say that crime's way down and inflation's way down and Santa Claus is real. Here's Biden. There's a lot at stake in these midterms, our economy, our safety, our streets, our personal freedoms. But there's something else at stake, democracy itself, when everything they're doing is classical tyranny.
I know there's a lot at stake in these midterm elections, from our economy, to the safety of our streets, to our personal freedoms, the future of health care, Social Security, Medicare. It's all important. But we'll have our differences. We'll have our difference of opinion. And that's what it's supposed to be. But there's something else at stake. Democracy itself. I'm not the only one who sees it. Recent polls have shown that overwhelming majority.
Now, let's play one more big lie when we come back. Biden brags, so do his surrogates, that he gave the biggest Social Security increase to Social Security recipients of their money in history. But it's automatic in the law. He had nothing to do with it because we have record inflation. Yes, you did give people, with your inflation, you gave us the biggest increase, and they estimate it's only half of what you actually need for the increase in cost of living. Anybody out there trying to buy stuff knows that. So just everything is a load of fraudulent garbage out of this filthy, demonic, pedophile mouth. Your calls are coming up. Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Inflation didn't exist a year and a half ago. Then say it's low. Then say it's good. Now say it's bad. But don't worry. Biden gave Social Security recipients the biggest increase ever when it's already pre-programmed in the law since the 1990s. That as the cost of living goes up, it's added. But they manipulate it only about half of what it should be. I don't need to tell people on Social Security that your Social Security won't buy you dog food or won't buy you fuel. And that the little increase they had, that is the biggest in history, is not anywhere near what you need to live. And that's the basis of a universal basic income. That's what it is feudalism. It's how the Romans controlled Rome for the general poor masses, was to keep them at a subsistence goal. Not enough to live, but enough to control them. Here is the press secretary, if you call it that, the gaslighting puppet clown. And she doesn't know how to answer the embarrassing tweet the White House put out yesterday that, Biden gave you the biggest increase ever. You're doing really good. Yeah, because he gave us the biggest inflation ever. Here it is.
Talked about the increase in Social Security benefits in 2023 through President Biden's leadership. There was a contextual note, I'm not sure what the proper terminology is for the platform, that was added to that. Was it removed because of the addition of a note, or was it removed because of the concern about the veracity of the message?
So it was, the tweet was not complete. Usually when we put out a tweet, we post it with context, and it did not have that context. So in the past, we've pointed out that for the first time in over a
decade. Seniors' Medicare premiums will decrease even as their Social Security checks increase. That's a little bit of context that was not included. This means that seniors will have a chance to get ahead of inflation due to the rare combination of rising benefits and falling premiums. And let's not forget, as you've been hearing me say for the past few minutes, about MAGA Republicans in Congress and their continued threat to threaten Social Security and Medicare.
So the Republicans are threatening your savings. And I'll say Republican establishment's gone along with all of this, and they do get a lot of the blame. Let's not be deceptive about that. But when Biden said earlier that the MAGA Republicans are a minority, but a dangerous minority to their agenda, that part was true. Not the minority part, we're the majority, but we are dangerous to their agenda, and we are driving the Republican Party. Because you go to any Republican event or any rally or look at any statistic or number, 80% of Republicans are now populist, anti-New World Order folks. And the globalists give InfoWars and our audience the credit that we helped wake people up. They call it radicalization. Trump then energized it and took it to the next level. Whether you like Trump or not, he did a great job at energizing it. And now we've almost taken the Republican Party over. And the power structure is in abject, total, complete panic about it. So we're not the minority. We're the diverse majority of Republican voters, upwards of 80% even in studies, are identifying with Trump, identifying with Alex Jones. That's why they panic in Media Matters and CNN and go, why, the mainline Republicans are defending Jones now, and they're echoing his talking points. Yeah, exactly. Because they're not my talking points. I'm on your criminal asses, and I read your white papers, and I study you, filth. Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and King Charles and all you people. And I bet on humanity, and I believe in humanity. You bet against us, and you watch. I may not make it to see the victory, but you're going down, and you can feel it in your dirty, filthy, globalist bones. All right, hour two and three are only minutes away. I'm going to take calls throughout both hours. The great Drew Hernandez, one of the greatest on-the-ground investigative journalists out there, will ride shotgun with us, but we're going to take your calls when he's on as well. He's been confronting Obama. He's been confronting AOC. He's been one of the few guys out there that can still rack up tens of millions of views, even the establishment media, because he knows what he's doing. He is coming up. And we're going to hit a bunch of other news on the economy, on the world, the war. Globalists have engineered a financial collapse to pave the way for a new economic and political and military world war. Excellent article out of LifeSite News that I totally concur with. We're going to be getting to as well coming up in the next hour. And again, we've got Ryan and Joseph and Derek and Tim and Cayman and Aaron and Don and David and Jared and Jim. And as soon as you hear a caller hang up, that's your shot. I'd love to hear from you to call 877-789-2539. I wanted the first group of callers to be first time so they can get in. Now, everybody else, it's a free-for-all. You can get in, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Now, let me go ahead and do this. We have launched our new sale. We've been doing this for 10 years consecutively, and it's very, very popular, and it's one of the biggest sales we do in the year leading into Christmas. So I can tell you, the Christmas deals will be here in a few weeks. They're going to basically be the same deals, but a lot of these items will be sold out and won't be back in till next year. And hopefully we'll even still be there, but that's up to you supporting the broadcast. It's that nip and tuck, like a really good football game. We are tied going into the fourth quarter right now, baby. So it is game face. It is get in the zone. It is 110% effort right now more than ever. And so we've got amazing products that you should really think about and really make a commitment to take. I'm telling myself that because when I forget to take a good high-quality multivitamin mineral, when I forget to take a big dose of vitamin C and vitamin D3, when I forget to take high-quality D-Pro crystal iodine, when I forget to do that, I get sick. When I don't, I don't. So it's so important for you, your family, no matter how old you are or what color you are, particularly if you got brown skin, you're not absorbing enough vitamin D3 from the sun. You need these products. And finally, it's back in stock, and it goes with the trifecta, and that is the multivitamin, mineral, whole food, essential nutrient that is the highest quality organic vitamins and more. The whole food multivitamin essential nutrient is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Just arrived yesterday. We've also got vitamin D3 gummies, super high quality with calcium for your immune system and your whole body. It's in stock, 50% off. And we have the Linus Pauling formula of 1,100% of organic vitamin C from rose hips and with zinc, supercharging your libido, your focus, your immune system. All these are a trifecta together. They're all 50% off. 50% off. But with promo code 1776 that we're extending, they're 60% off and double Patriot points on your next order. Now, here's the problem. A bunch of items are close to selling out, like X2 is sold out. X3 is about to sell out. We're not about to sell out of the super high quality multivitamins that just came in. Vitamineral Fusion is close to selling out. DNA Force Plus in the next month is going to be gone. But despite that, I got to get the funds in here. So it's a win-win for everybody. Get 60% off on DNA Force Plus. Get 60% off on the super high-quality multivitamin and Vitamineral Fusion and all of it. But we're having to pull down X3 and things like that, and we're putting them back at regular price because we need the funds anyways, and it'll be a while, months and months perhaps, till we get more in. So now is the time to take action at InfoWarsStore.com. Or by calling toll-free, 888-253-3139. You can also get a signed or unsigned copy of The Great Reset, The War for the World, for the number one book off and on the last 3 months. I want to thank you all for your amazing support. I've gotten one little payment of $80,000 on the first book sales. In another 4 or 5 months, I get another payment, which they say could be like $1 million. Pump it right into Free Speech Systems, right into this operation to keep us on air with the bandwidth and the crew and the legal and the satellites and the encoders and the all of it. Small newspapers now take $20, $30 million a year to run. That's why they're all going bankrupt. We run off of that much money, and we are a lean and mean organization that reaches tens of millions of people a day, despite all their censorship, thanks to you. So only by getting these products will keep this on air. I want to thank you for your support. Take advantage of it now. Black Friday comes early sale at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and take your calls. And people ask me, not before I go on air, some of the crew over the years, they'll see me sitting there reading articles, tired. And as soon as I go on air, they go, Did you go in the closet and sort some cocaine? No, I hate cocaine. I hate amphetamines. Yeah, I've tried amphetamines a few times, cocaine a few times back in high school and a few times in college. I hate it. No. When I think about pedophile armies and world government and nuclear war and devaluation and old people starving to death and all this crap, I get pissed. Like, if you walk up and slap me in the face, I'm going to be sitting there asleep. I'm going to jump up and beat your ass. It's the same thing. We need to all have the same attitude of, this is serious. That's why I'm so damn animated. My God, they're getting ready to steal the election in 5 days. You're not pissed about it?
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.